If you've ever called an airport looking for a place to put your airplane and heard the words, "We'll add you to the wait list," this one's for you. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. The information you need before you taxi out. Today we're talking about concrete, steel, and the quiet crisis of where general aviation actually parks. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's what you need to know. The city of Chandler, Arizona has approved a private development that will add 29 new executive hangars at Chandler Municipal Airport. According to AVWeb, that's more than 113,000 square feet of new aircraft storage. Say that number again. 113,000 square feet. That is not a couple of tea hangars tucked behind the fuel farm. That is a serious build-out, and it's private money. This is a developer looking at the airport, looking at the demand, and deciding there's a business case for putting up that much covered storage. That detail matters, and I'll come back to it. Chandler Municipal sits in the Southeast Phoenix Metro. It's a busy reliever field. Flight training, business flying, a healthy population of piston singles and light twins, and increasingly turbine aircraft that need real hangar space. The kind of airplane where you do not want the Arizona sun cooking the paint and the avionics 12 months a year. So on the surface, this is a local story. One airport, one approval, 29 boxes going up, but the headline doesn't tell the whole story because this is happening everywhere. And if you fly or you're thinking about buying an airplane, the hangar shortage is one of the most important trends in general aviation right now that almost nobody puts on the front page. Let me give you the picture. Across the country, hangar waitlists have gotten long in a lot of metro areas. We're not talking months, we're talking years. Pilots signing up for a spot and waiting 3, 5, sometimes closer to 10 years at the most congested fields. In some places, the list is so long the airport just closed it. They stopped taking names. Think about what that does. You buy an airplane, it's a real investment. And you have nowhere to put it but out on the ramp, tied down, exposed to sun, wind, hail, and whatever the weather wants to do to it. That degrades the airplane. It degrades your insurance picture. And for a lot of would-be owners, it's the thing that stops the purchase before it starts. This affects you if you own an airplane, if you're shopping for one, or if you fly a club or flight school aircraft that's fighting for the same covered space. So why is this happening? A few forces all pushing the same direction. First, demand went up. The used aircraft market has been strong for years now. More airplanes changing hands, more owners, more turbine singles and light jets in the fleet that genuinely need enclosed storage. Second, land got expensive and airport land got complicated. A hangar is a low-revenue use of ground compared to a warehouse or a data center or a distribution hub. At a lot of fields, especially near growing cities, there's pressure on that land from every direction. Third, and this is the one pilots feel in their gut, some airport sponsors have leaned toward non-aviation development on airport property. Restaurants, offices, retail, revenue that isn't tied to airplanes. Now here's where I flag opinion, and I'll be straight with you that this is interpretation, not a headline. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, has what are called grant assurances. When an airport takes federal money, it agrees to a set of obligations. One of those is that the airport is supposed to be available for aeronautical use, and that revenue and land are meant to support aviation. There's an ongoing national conversation about whether some airports have drifted from that, using aviation land for non-aviation money while pilots sit on a hangar waitlist 10 years deep. That tension is the backdrop to a story like Chandler, when the public sponsor is slow or unwilling to build. Private capital sometimes steps in, and that's exactly what we're seeing here. A private developer building 29 hangars because the demand is real and the return pencils out. That's the part I want you to take away. The market is now solving, brick by brick, a problem the system has been slow to address. So what does this actually mean for you? Let's make it practical. If you're on a waitlist right now, understand that new private hangar developments like this one are increasingly where the supply is coming from. Keep an eye on your home field and the fields around it for private hangar projects, condo hangars, and leaseback arrangements. The city-owned row of T hangars may not be your answer. The developer's new build might be second. Understand the ownership models because they're not all the same. Some of these are straight rentals. Some are hangar condominiums, where you actually buy the hangar, own the box, and pay a ground lease to the airport underneath it. That's a real estate transaction with real due diligence. Read the ground lease, know how many years are left on it, know what happens at the end of the term, and who owns the improvement when the lease expires. A 20-year ground lease with 10 years left is a very different purchase than a fresh 50-year lease. Third, if you're shopping for an airplane, Price the hangar into the decision before you buy the airplane, not after. I've watched more than one pilot close on a beautiful airplane and then discover there's nowhere within an hour's drive to keep it indoors. Solve the storage first. The airplane will still be there. And fourth, if you care about this at your own field, show up airport advisory boards, city council meetings where airport land use gets decided, public comment periods on airport layout plans. Hangar supply is decided in rooms like that, often with very few pilots present. The developments that get approved are the ones where somebody made the case. Let me widen the lens one more time before we wrap. 29 hangars in Chandler will not fix a national shortage, but it's a signal. It tells you the demand is strong enough that private developers are betting real money on it. It tells you that in the Sun Belt, where flying happens year-round and airplanes need protection from that relentless sun, covered storage has become a genuine asset class. And it tells you something hopeful. For a long time, the hangar conversation was all about scarcity, wait lists, and frustration. Stories like this one are the other side of it. Supply finally starting to move. One approval, one airport, 113,000 square feet at a time. If it's happening in Chandler, watch for it near you. Because the same math that made this project work is sitting there waiting at a lot of growing airports across the country. That reporting came to us from AviWeb, and the grant assurance framework I mentioned comes straight from the FAA's own obligations for federally funded airports. You can find the rest of what we're tracking at radiohangar.com. This is Tower. Keep your airplane covered if you can. Keep your paperwork honest if you buy the box, and I'll see you on the next 80s.